the Rush, number 13 is, Shleyasiach al Koshel Bracha, should not speak over regarding the Koshel Bracha. Tos Yontif explains that means that neither the Mavarik, the one who's leading the benching, nor the other ones, should speak from the beginning of benching until after drinking the Koshel Bracha. I don't have much to say about that. This is the kind of thing you need to talk about the symbolism of the coast and what it represents. I'll pass on to the next one. Shlo Yisaper Misha Yaschil, number 14, Baruch Sha'amar Ad Shiyasayim Filos Lachash. Person shouldn't talk, shouldn't converse from the beginning of Baruch Sha'amar until the end of the silent Shmona Esrei. Also, V'lo Ba'oj Shliach Tzibur Chozim Rizpa'al Atfila, not during Chazar Zashatz. Elam came B'divrei Torah, O B'dvar Mitzvah, O Lase Shalom L'Hachzir Shalom. Four exceptions, Divrei Torah, Dvar Mitzvah, to greet somebody else, or to respond to a greeting by somebody else. I want to focus on those last two. Lasit shalom ulahachzir shalom. So the Rush really is a bit of an oversimplification here. The rules are actually quite different for the various periods, this entire period of Baruch Sha'amar until after Tfilas Lachash and Chazaras Hashatz. The rules are actually quite different. You see those charts sometimes in the back of Siddurim, those complicated matrices of various, all kinds of different things you want to answer in different parts of davening. So just to give a couple of examples, so back in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the rule is Bein HaPrakim, the Shulchan Aruch says, between the two brachas, for example, between Yetzer Ma'aros and Ava Rabba, you can be Shoel B'Shalom Adam Nichbad, you can greet somebody who's supposed to have covered for, Meshav Shalom L'Chol Adam, you can respond the lower standard for anybody, Be'emtza, in the middle of a bracha, you can be shoel b'shalom mishu yara imenu. Yira doesn't mean fear of getting killed. Yira here means a mitzvah of yira, like a father, a rebbe. And you can be meshiv, shalom l'adam nichbad, one madrega up. So there are rules. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Kavod, yira. Tefillah is the most stringent. Lo yatzik b'tefillah, so you can't interrupt tefillah no matter what. Even melech Yisrael, shoel b'shalomo. A person deserving of the most yira, the most kavod, doesn't matter. Only exception is if it's a melech who is a non-Jew, who's dangerous, then you have to answer. But in general, the idea is that there is a heter, at least in some parts of davening, for being shoel and meshev ne'akavod. That's what the Rush is telling us. The Rush is saying, at least sometimes, l'aseh shalom u'l'hachzir shalom is permitted. Now, I've always been very, very intrigued by this. First of all, there's a bit of, I'm not that well versed in the halachas, but there is a bit of a tension here between whether the justification for doing this is the mitzvah to show honor, the mitzvah of kibud av, kavod rav, or a kind of eva, that if you don't answer, he'll get upset, and it'll cause machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, says that b'zman hazeh, we don't do this. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only true about people who will get upset. Today, he says people don't get upset. That since we don't answer b'chalal and shul, people understand chalila lishal alahasha afilu divrei Torah, because nobody's makbid, and it's not going to cause sinah. Here it's mashmas just to avoid machlokas, to avoid. But the question in general is, whose kavod is more important? Kosh Baruch Hu's kavod or people's kavod? We have the famous medrash, the famous Rashi, that at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Hashem was talking to Avram. Avram, and he saw Archim, thought they were Archim. He told Hashem, wait, I want to go run off and take care of the Archim. And the Medrash says, Mikan, you see that the receiving guest is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. But in general, Shmoneh Esrei itself, we don't say that. Shmoneh Esrei itself, we say it's so important. You're Omid Lefnei Hashem. Don't answer no matter what. Not even a Melech Yisrael, deserving of the most covered possible. I remember years ago, I was in a shul that had a real, really egregious decorum problem, really egregious talking during shul problem. Throughout davening, people were chattering and talking. At the end of shul, the president got up to make announcements. People kept talking, and people started to say, Shah, the president's talking. I remember thinking to myself, the entire shul, you're standing in the Fnei Baruch Hu, and the talking doesn't bother you, and then the president gets up, and that bothers you. I thought of the famous Chazal and Pelegesh Begiva, the reason there was such a terrible tragedy, the terrible civil war in which thousands and thousands of Jews were killed, was because the Jews hadn't protested when Micha made an Avodah Zarah, and it was a national catastrophe of Avodah Zarah. Nobody said anything, and then a woman got assaulted and raped, and then everyone got up in arms. We have to defend innocent victims. Hashem said, "Al kvodi lo machisim." You don't say anything about my kavod, and a human is insulted, a human is injured, and you get so upset. Chayecha, you're going to suffer for this. So I'm chas v'shalom. I'm not wishing bad on the shul, but on the one hand, you find such an attitude that Hashem's kavod should be much more serious to you than than a Basar Mitzvah. On the other hand, you know, the halacha sometimes does recognize that if it's going to cause sin, that a pagam in the covered of a Basar Vadam is more important than davening, at least more than certain parts of davening, at least in principle. Doesn't apply during Shemoneh Esrei. So again, the Mishkal, the exact rules, when yes and when not, I don't know. These are just some thoughts I've been wrestling with over the years.